Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the online service. And this is the Old Testament reading from the lectionary today, and it's found in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. In that day, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people, and I will care for the survivors as they travel through the wilderness. I will again come to give rest to the people of Israel. Long ago the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love, with an unfailing love. I have drawn you to myself, and I will rebuild you, my virgin Israel. You will again be happy and dance merrily with tambourines, and again you will plant your vineyards on the mountains of Samaria, and eat from your own gardens there. The day will come when watchmen will shout from the hill country of Ephraim and say, Come, let us go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord thy God. Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to come and do just that. Come and worship the Lord. You know, I think what Jeremiah was talking about, because the subtitle for this particular chapter is Hope for Restoration. And boy, do we need restoration. You know, a long time ago, maybe even now, but I know a long time ago, as I was growing up, family reunions was a once-a-year thing that you marked on your calendar, and it was wonderful getting together with family and being able to share and schedule again when a time would come. But in this day and time, we're a bit challenged, and we've been split, and we have so much going on. But God is saying in Jeremiah, shall we start the reunion? Shall we listen to the voice of God? And shall we come home to the power of the Holy Spirit? And shall we start today? We are in a mess in our country and in the world, but we need one another. And God's saying, come home, especially Easter Sunday. Come home and worship the Lord thy God. Well, have a wonderful, blessed day, and hope to see you in church soon. We love you, and God loves you.